CPR 55 for the week ending September 16th, 2011.
Oh my God, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
Broadcasting from my gun turret high atop Rancho Del Waldo, this is Uncle Waldo. And you're listening to Campground Pirate Radio! So let's kick it off with the Incandells and White Wedding!
Have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. Nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, who's at your wish? Hey, little sister, what's the advice you wish? Hey, little sister, shotgun, oh yeah. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start here. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start
this world. There's nothing safe. With a vicious hate. So when Margaret Thatcher dies, let's sell her the day that Margaret Thatcher died.
We'll be right back. I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
It's Uncle Waldo.
How the hell y'all doing, everybody? It's your old pal Uncle Waldo one more time back here with another episode of Campground Pirate Radio. How y'all doing? Hey, listen, the 7th Annual Podcast Awards have started up today. So, you know, that's a great way to get some people coming over to the show. Hey, if you guys feel, you know, I don't know, the spirit... to nominate somebody, hint, hint, for, oh, possibly your People's Choice or Best Produced or maybe Best Entertainment. I wouldn't mess around with PodSafe Music. Come on, guys. Pirate Radio is in the name. Head on over to podcastawards.com. You can just pop in the podcast name, Campground Pirate Radio, and pop in the URL, campgroundpirateradio.com, real simple like that. You can vote for as many different ones you want. Hey, listen, while you're there, maybe scoot down to Best Comedy Podcast and stick in your uncle's lap as well. Give those guys a little bit of love. Hey, and I've also been asking for you bands out there to send me some music and stuff. You know, by the way, if you want to hear your music here, drop me an MP3, AIF, or WAV file to campgroundpirateradio.com. And you know what? A bunch of you did. So after I sifted through and got rid of all the bad rap and bizarro, oh God, the A&R guys, they just love sending me junk. They send me links. I don't know why. They send me links to links. And send me the music. If you want me to play it, send me the music. And you know what? I got three guys here that really got it together. And you know what? They're pretty damn good. So let's kick this thing off. This band is called The Perms. The song is called High School High.
I remember I was young and I was eager to flaunt it. I got my high tops and my Walkman and I'm ready to rock it. Friday night, I'm with the guys, and there's no way you can stop us.
It's like being at an awesome party without all the damn mingling. Campground Pirate Radio.
To make sure every strand was in place,
I had a sweet place.
Moonlight, man, my hair looks fucking great. I had a sweet
play, sweet play,
a sweet play, Papa Dow. Well, I had a sweet play, baby, a sweet play, Papa Dow. So pile it up and work it in, man. Hair products can help. Better living through chemicals in the modern age is felt. Try Dixie Peach, Royal Crown, whatever works the hour. Tall, greasy, and nasty, switchblade pompadour.
We'll be right back.
Hey, kids, what time is it?
Hey, Uncle Waldo, it's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. This past weekend was the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 tragedy, the worst terrorist attacks on American soil in our history. Now everyone remembers where they were that day, and I don't want to get into all that maudlin, teary-eyed stuff. I'll leave that for just about every other media outlet in the country. I want to talk about truthers. Those intrepid conspiracy theorists who are certain the whole thing was an inside job. Truthers are always saying they're just asking questions, but the difference between a legitimate question and an illegitimate question is important to consider. Truthers are not asking legitimate questions because they're not really interested in the answers. If you answer in a way that confirms their bias, then you're a credible person in their eyes. If you answer in a way that refutes their suppositions or in any way contradicts their particular narrative, and there are so many, then you're a tool, or in on it, or a liar, or a sheeple, or stupid, or any number of other things no one wants to be called. They're proponents of a cult-like religious ideology, not seekers of any kind of truth. It's simply a litmus test for them to see if you're one of them or not. Now, I'll be the first to admit that there were very serious anomalies that day. There appears to have been a government cover-up of something. Why shred all the air traffic control tapes and go so far as to burn the pieces? But of what, I can't be sure. Yet, that doesn't change the basic facts of the day. Four planes full of people were hijacked by mostly Saudi terrorists and crashed into three buildings in a field. The resulting fires caused two buildings to collapse, and others were so badly damaged, WTC-7 in particular, that they too ultimately fell down. That's what we all saw, and we need no recourse to missiles or holograms or explosives to understand it. The backstory is surely complicated and shrouded in some mystery, but the basic physics of what happened that day are easily understood. I find it both ironic and troubling that so many of my libertarian friends, who are the first to assert that the government, especially the big, lumbering, bureaucratic leviathan that is the U.S. federal government, is too stupid, inefficient, and otherwise institutionally incapable of delivering even the most basic services, let alone managing complex markets for goods and services, are also the most vociferous advocates of this wild conspiracy theory that posits an all-knowing, all-seeing, hyper-disciplined organization within the state, able to recruit, train, deploy, and most importantly, keep silent literally thousands of people in the process of executing an audacious plan for which there are so many variables. The mind boggles at the possibility of it even coming off at all, let alone, again, there being no leaks, no exposure, no paper trail or definite evidence of any kind. I mean, the president couldn't even get a fucking Hummer from an intern without it turning into a national incident, complete with cum-stained Gap dress. And I'm supposed to believe that 9/11 was an inside job? No fucking way. Sorry, they're just not that good. What you saw that day was catastrophic failure, total incompetence, and proof positive that the state can't even do its most basic job, the one and only function for which it supposedly was legitimately constituted, the provision of security to secure the safety of our lives, rights, and property. I know it's psychologically much easier for some folks to imagine that the great big government, with all their money and guns and huge buildings, actually can keep us all safe, and that they really do run everything, but they're really just that evil and did this terrible thing on purpose, than it is to come to terms with the fact that you're really that vulnerable. If some extremist or nutjob really wants to kill you, you're fucked. We all are. Because the authorities really don't run everything. They can't. It's time to stop blaming them. Take responsibility for yourself. Live your own life for its own sake, instead of yelling into bullhorns about justice and truth, things the state will never deliver anyway. Stop giving them so much power. Take it back for yourself. Trust me, you'll feel better.
It's easy to find us now. When we least suspect, it turns to pull us down. Agony. The scientists reported that there ain't no purpose, and the theologian told me that it's all been designed, and now I'm trying to maintain objectivity. The world wants to illuminate what really matters, and I'm an imperfect mortal meaning extractor, processing the complexity. Born of the earth, we were given a choice. What about free will? Do we have a voice? See them run in place in a human rat race. So much dead weight to our disgrace. Life begins when you accept your fate. Paralysis of forces raging out of control, until my confidence and will are at an all-time low. World just directionless wandering. Eternal life, eternal truth, eternal secrets, isolated hopes and hypotheses. Just leave you feeling so hungry. Born of the earth, we were given a choice. What about free will? Do we have a voice? See them run in place in a human rat race. So much dead weight to our disgrace. Life begins when you accept your fate. Right or wrong, the main criterion is what you do and not what you say. The roads you take, the friends you make, and those you throw away. The method is a simple synthesis of the past and present state. You never lose if the path you choose is one you can easily navigate. I had a dream, light and carefree, but now there's doubt and gravity.
At Campground Pirate Radio, we live by one simple rule. Don't suck.
I want a confrontation, no way.
Swamp Woman from the Crying Out Loud. Some good old-fashioned Texas punk. Hey, thanks for coming on by and checking me out one more time here. Come on and join us over at Facebook. We're at Campground Pirate Radio Fans, and you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Uncle Waldo. You want to hear your music played on Campground Pirate Radio? Send me a WAVE, AIF, or MP3 file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Keep it under 25 megs. And like I said, if I like it, I'll play it. Don't forget to head over to podcastawards.com. Put in a good word for Campground Pirate Radio. Show yourself to be an extreme camper. So before I head off into that rain-soaked western sunset, I guess I call it a sunset. Can hardly see anything, though. But before I take off, I want to leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. Get a little more from that Texas punk rock. This is the Dropouts, Night of the Phantom. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.